good reading of the Scriptures, good announcements, and good prayer. Thank God we can be together today. Merry Christmas to everyone. It's a wonderful time of the year. We can associate together, have a little time off, be with the family, and just eat, eat, eat. Isn't that great? And boy, I'm telling you what, we've been the recipients of so many good things from you. And I want you to know how much we appreciate everything. And I don't know how many pounds I'm gaining, but anyway, I just want you to know we appreciate what you're doing for us. Ann told me to tell you today, she misses you and she loves you and she wants you to know how grateful she is for all that you have done for her. She's at the rehabilitation center. She'll be there probably a few weeks. But anyway, I'm really thankful. Somebody asked me what I want for Christmas. I said, all right, got it. Boy, the good news from that doctor that we didn't have to have open heart surgery. That was the best Christmas present I believe I've ever. I will tell you what I did. Now, you may think I'm crazy, but I was so tense when they told us to go back in the conference room. That means something what? It means kind of bad news. My daughter reminded me of that. But anyway, we went back there, and Tabitha and I, we were sitting there waiting. Finally, the doctor came in. And I don't know if you know Dr. Butler over there, the cardiologist at the Huntsville Hospital. Real nice man. And I tell you what he did. He came in there. He's about 6'2" or 6'3". Well, he came in, big smile on his face. Well, he said, y'all, he said, the stress test was wrong. I don't know how you would feel, but I know how I feel. I just couldn't believe. He said, the pacemaker that's been put in is going to take care of everything. We didn't have to put any stents in, and she's going to do well. You talk about somebody, and I looked up at him because I was trembling, crying too. And I looked at him, I said, can I hug you? Can you imagine big old man like? And he grinned. I gave him a big hug and told him I really appreciate it. And then, of course, did we ever pray and give thanks to God for all of you. Thank you. Yes, it's a fantastic time, but yet others are going through some real hard times. By the hospital a while ago, Gary's not doing well. Keep on praying for him. Jimmy Moss, and of course, that's scary level. But Jamie Moss is some better this morning. Just keep praying and be with your family. And what we decide to do is just meet over at the rehab, and we're going to all exchange gifts over there tomorrow, hopefully at 1 o'clock. I say all that to say to all of you, we love you, we thank you. Thank you for everything you've done for us. Keep praying for us, and may God help us. Someday we can live together forever in heaven above. Several weeks ago, Brother Glenn, I really appreciate what he had to say about those young people going out there at Frank's. I talked to Kyle's wife, Linda, later, and she was telling me, of course, got some pictures that were sent to me by man. And she was telling me that, oh, he's thrilled to death to see all these young, I guess 17 to 18 or so young children and mothers and fathers and all. You know, when you're sick like Frank is, and boy, I tell you what, that just means so very much. And I appreciate Glenn mentioning that today. And he mentioned something, and that was, as we were passing and talking, he says, I heard this, wise men still seek him. Boy, that just went right in my mind. And I thought, hey, coming up, the sermon that I want to preach, that's what I'm going to call it. And I look back, and a lot of other people have, of course, chosen that same thing, but I've enjoyed preparing it for you. It's a short sermon, but it's a sermon that means so much. Why? Because God said it. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem. We don't know how many wise men. I couldn't find a picture with less than three, so I wasn't going to bear use that because most people think there's three. It may have been three, may have been five, six, seven. And a lot of people suggest that these wise men had probably a lot of folks with them to take care of them. So I don't know. All I know is what the Bible says. And I know that as far as where he was born, God tells us. Saying, where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. These people were going to do so. They were going to seek to find Jesus. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled in all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And let me tell you what, and they said unto him, here it is. In the prophets is spoken of Bethlehem of Judea. For thus it is written by the prophet, and thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem. And he said, go, search diligently for the young child. And when you have found him, when you find this one that is prophesied by the prophets, and when you have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also. And that was a false statement. He didn't want to worship Christ. He wanted to kill him. And the Bible tells us when they heard the king, they departed. And lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. The star guided them. They were looking for somebody. They are seeking after the Messiah. The Messiah was to be born, and the Messiah was born. And the Bible tells us that the Messiah was to be born in Bethlehem of Judea. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. And notice, and when they come into the house, this is sometime later, not while he's in the manger, but later. And it took some time for them to travel to get there. Don't know how long it was, but I know now the young child is in a house. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary's mother. And they fell down and worshipped him. Just think, when people are seeking after someone like these were seeking after this young child, how wonderfully it was when they fell down and they worshipped him. And guess what? They brought something for him. And the Bible says, and when they had opened their treasures, they presented to him gifts. What kind of gifts? Gold, frankincense, valuable, and myrrh, oil, valuable. But something else happened. Thank God, these men that were seeking after the Messiah, the Bible says, and being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed to their own country another way. We don't know how many wise men, but we know they came. They came from afar. And my friend, let me suggest to you, when they came in, they were ready to offer Jesus something, because these wise men were wise. These wise men were seeking, and they were seeking after the Christ. And someone has suggested the gold as a precious metal, and the frankincense, perfume or incense, and the myrrh, anointing oil. And someone has suggested that gold suggested his royalty as King of the Jews and Lord of Lords. He's worthy of it all. He made it all. He's King of Kings. He's Lord of Lords. He's this young child that's just been born that was prophesied. And in frankincense, they saw his divinity. Yes, he was born in the flesh, as Al pointed out, how glorious the thought that is. But also he was God, divine. And the mirth represented his humanity. And that to the fullest extent, because mirth suggests death and burial, the oil that's used in the preparing of a body. Friends, when you look at all of that, no wonder. Daniel tells us in Daniel 12 and verse 3, and they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. And the same is true today. People are everywhere interested in the birth of Jesus. You can't read your Bible without being impressed with the fact that God has said so much about it. And let me suggest to you, God did not tell us the day that he was born. He did not tell us a day to set aside for his birth. But surely He wants us to remember His birth. He says so much about His birth. And whatever day it is that we can tell about the birth of our Lord, we want to do so. And also, the Bible tells us not when, but it tells us why Jesus Christ was born. Wise men were seeking Him. And today I suggest to you for a few minutes, wise people, men and women, wise men still seek Jesus. A wise man is described in the Bible as a man who will hear God. In the book of Proverbs 1 verse 5, a wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wisdom and unto counsels. Proverbs 9 verse 9, as a man who listens and becomes even wiser. A person is wise who will listen, and as a result of such, learn and learn more about that which is truth. Give instruction to a wise man, and he will yet be wiser. Teach a just man, he will increase in learning. And then in Proverbs 12, verse 15, one who will listen to the instructions, the way of the foolish right in his own eyes, but he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise. I want to suggest to you this morning, my grandson's 10 years old, and when we get something, you know what he'll do first of all? Well, he'll open the package. And if it's something to put together like Legos, he loves Legos. Boy, I thought I was going to go broke there for a while. Almost every day or so, he wanted to get a new Lego. But you know what he would do? He would always want the instructions. I'm not like that a lot of times. If I see something, I just tear it open and try to put it together sometimes. And a lot of times he'll say to me, "People, you got to read the instructions." And that's right, isn't it? Wise men will read the instructions. The wise men will read the instructions that come to him from God. We have His Word to us. And those that will be wise are seeking Him today. No wonder these people who had traveled afar off. My friend, I suggest to you, like God tells us in Isaiah 55, 6 and 7, seek ye the Lord while He may be found. You'll find Him. Why? Because He came. And He came so that you and I might indeed do His will. Number one, these wise men sought to find Him to worship Him. Wise men do the same today. In John 4, 23 and 24, the hour cometh and now is, when the true worshiper shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For thus does the Father seek to worship Him. God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and truth. That's good news. That gives you wisdom, and you're wise when you do like these wise men did. They were seeking the birth of the Messiah that they might worship Him. Matthew 4, verse 10, Jesus told the devil, when the devil tried to get Him to fall down and worship Him, He said, "Get thee behind me, Satan, for it's written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and Him only shalt thou wise men, they came from afar off. I don't know how far that was. But it must have cost them something. It cost them a lot of time. They really were seeking. They're wise. They're seeking after the Messiah. And guess what they did? They brought Him something. They brought Him gifts. Gifts that were valuable. They didn't give the leftovers to the Son of God, the little child that they came in. I suggest you that wise men today will give and give to the Lord liberally. Just as He teaches us upon the first day of the week, let every one of us lay by Him in store as God has prospered him, that there be no gatherings when I come. We can help others individually. I don't know how many of you have been helping Frank. Boy, they really do appreciate that. When I was sitting out there talking with just the two of them, I mean, their hearts are just full of thanksgiving for so many who have individually brought, given them money, helped them in different ways. That's Christianity, my friend. And I want to suggest to you that wise men today will open up their hearts just like these wise men did, and the wise men will bring gifts to the Lord that shows deep appreciation for what God has given us. But you know one point that I want you to go away here with, and that is this. These wise men are wise because you know when God gave them a warning, guess what? They listened to that warning. God didn't have to tell them two or three times. As a matter of fact, they were warned in a dream not to go back to Herod. And my friends, they went another way. Wise men today will be like these wise men. Wise men today will listen to the warnings of God just like they departed to their own country another way. They were changed. They had had experience now by being able to worship the young child and give gifts, very valuable gifts, to the Son of God. And they were listening to God. And they went back to their own country another way. I suggest to you in this statement, we cannot remain the same when God's Word finds lodgment in our hearts. When we truly believe what God has said, when we have shown that we're wise by seeking wisdom from above. Yes, those people on the day of Pentecost in Acts 2, verse 36, when they were told that they were sinners, they were lost. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. But Peter didn't stop there. When they asked, what shall we do? They were pricked in their hearts. And now they're told, repent and be baptized. They were wise. They were wise because of the fact they heard God. I suggest to you, just like the man, the Ethiopian eunuch in Acts 8, chapter 8, who had been taught by Philip as Philip had been preaching to him the word of the Lord. What a beautiful thing it is when he said, here is water, what doth hinder me to be baptized? And what was the answer? If thou believest with all thy heart that Jesus is the Christ, thou mayest. He said, I believe that. They immediately stopped the chariot. They got off. And Philip baptized him. Why? Because you see, when you hear what God has to say about any matter, this man wanted to be saved. And he had found, he was a wise man, found the truth. No wonder in Romans 6, 16 through 18, know ye not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey? His servants ye are to whom you obey, whether of sin or death, or of obedience unto righteousness. But God be thanked that you were the servants of sin, but have now obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. Being then made free from sin, you became the servants of righteousness. Wise men still seek Him. Wise people still want to know what He wants them to do. And these wise men were warned, and that warning took effect. Now there was a man in the New Testament. Remember, he wasn't wise at all. God was good to him. In Acts chapter 24, verse 25, the Bible tells us that Paul was reasoning with him, righteousness, temperance, and judgment to come. Felix trembled and he said, go thy way for this time, and when there's a convenient season, I'll call for you. Never do we have any kind of record that he did. He wasn't wise at all. I suggest to you that these wise men were wise who had sought for Jesus. And you and I can be wise when we recognize Ephesians 1 verse 7, that's in Him in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace. And it's because we don't put it off. They were told, go another way. They didn't put it off. They went another way. They acted quickly. And wise people today who seek the Savior will do the same because Proverbs 27 tells us all. Verse 1, do not boast about tomorrow, Are you going to be here tomorrow? You don't know, and I don't either. Boast not about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day may bring forth. Yes, they heard the warning, these wise men. I hope and pray that if you're here today and you're not a Christian, that you hear the warnings of God and the great and wonderful blessings that God loves us and cares for us. Glory to God in the highest. Peace on earth. Goodwill to all men. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were so afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, you shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly, are you listening? Wise people today will listen. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Wise men were seeking Jesus. Wise people today will seek Jesus. We know not the day that He was born, but we know why He was born. And I wrote down a statement that I read or found. The Bible does not tell us when Jesus was born, but it does tell us why He was born. And listen, Jesus came to you so you could come to Him. You have it right here. Wise men today, wise women, wise people still seek the Lord. If you're here this morning, you're not a Christian. Jesus is right here, I believe, with all my heart. Where two or three are gathered together in my name, Jesus, that I will be in the midst of them, Matthew 18, verse 20. And Jesus wants you to come to Him because He came for you. He died for you. All you have to do is turn and obey Him. Don't you believe in Him? Isn't He a wonderful Savior? Isn't it great that we can say, come unto Jesus? If you've never been baptized, arise now and be baptized. Wash away your sins. Calling on the name of the Lord. If you're an erring child of God, won't you come back? Let us pray with you. If we can help you in any way, won't you come while together we stand?